Here in John chapter 14, verse number 1, the scripture says, "Let not your heart be troubled." Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for this time, and we thank you for your blessings and your goodness towards us. We thank you, Father, for giving us your word and, Lord, your truth. Lord, you haven't left us here to guess about who you are and our need and our problem, about the sacrifice of your Son for sinners, and the only way that he is the only way that sinners can have forgiveness of their sins and everlasting life. And Lord, that you make promises to your people. And Lord, that one day you'll make us like unto the Lord Jesus Christ and we'll live with you forever. And we thank you for your word that you tell us about all those things and more. We pray, Father, that we might all hear you this morning. We might hear and believe what you have to say to us, Father, that it might drill down and sink down into our hearts and to our souls. Father, we might be stirred by your word and what you say. We might be changed, Father. We that are saved, we might be more conformed to the image of the Lord Jesus Christ. We might be made more like him. Lord, that we not be deceived about thinking that we are, but Lord, that your word would have power in us and that we truly would be. Lord, for those that are here this morning and not saved, Lord, that they might see Jesus Christ and might see him precious, Lord, to the saving of their own souls. Lord, that there's no other way but through Christ. And Lord, that they might be able to cast their care upon you. Lord, you'd move upon them, speak to them as you only can. Lord, that their heart be not troubled. Lord, help us as your children, that our hearts would not be troubled. Bless now with your word and help us. We ask it all in the Lord Jesus Christ's name and for his sake. Amen. Here, between the Lord dealing with his church and observing that Passover, that final Passover that he would, and then instituting the Lord's Supper, he speaks to them and teaches them many things. And here he's with them and says to them, "Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. As you believe in God Almighty, as you have seen him in his word," the Old Testament as we would refer to it, as the Old Testament has spoken to you and told you about God, in that same way that you believe in him, the Lord Jesus Christ says, "Believe in me." Let not your heart be troubled. You may be troubled about many things. Burdens are lifted at Calvary because of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I appreciate that song that the choir sang. It is in the Lord that we find our life. It is in the Lord that we find help in trouble and time of need. It is the Lord that we rejoice in for his blessings and for his help. There's no other place to turn. There's no other place to turn in life. No other one to turn to but the Lord Jesus Christ. And he goes on here and he speaks to them as he's going to leave his church for a time. Brother Bobby read that this morning. Says, "I'm going away for a while, but I am going to come back. Where I'm going, you can't go with me, but I am going to come back." And he says, and he speaks to them about him leaving. He says, "In my Father's house are many mansions. And if it wasn't so, I would have told you, I go to prepare a place for you." My children, my church, I'm going to go prepare a place for you not now. It says in Corinthians that the eye hasn't seen and the heart hadn't imagined. Our minds has not imagined those things that the Lord has prepared for them. Hear what it says? That love him. That are looking for his coming. That are thrilled and excited about considering about the Lord Jesus Christ coming back and desire to see their Savior face to face. Not tore up and wound up and entangled with this world, but using this world the way the Lord be pleased and looking for the return of their Savior. Do you desire for Jesus Christ to come back today? I mean, for the Lord Jesus Christ to come back this morning before we get out of this service. Are you ready for that? Do you desire that? Do you want that? Or is there a list or two or three things that you want to accomplish beforehand? The Lord said he's going to prepare a place. And if I go to prepare a place for you, verse number 3, I will come again and receive you into myself. And here's the glorious thing of it. Not so much the place, but the presence, that where I am, there ye may be also. Let not your heart be troubled. You're going to a better place. Let not your heart be troubled about the strife and turmoil and care of this life. I'm bringing you to myself. And it's a grand and it's a glorious place, but what is going to make it great is having you be there with me. to see my glory, as the Lord tells in other places. He says, that there ye may be also with Jesus. Do we long to be with Jesus? Do you have a desire to be with the Lord Jesus Christ? Do you walk close enough with the Lord Jesus Christ now that that won't be such a shock and such a change to be ushered into the presence of the Lord Jesus Christ? Or will it be a totally rearranging of your being and your thinking and your way? And I know we have this flesh, and I know that this flesh and this mind is riddled so with sin, but do you long for the Lord, or are you distracted by things? Let not your heart be troubled. We're going, we that are saved, we that the Lord have saved, we're going to be with Him. Verse 4, and whither I go, ye know, and the way ye know. He says, and you know the way. You know how to get there. You know where I'm going, the Lord says to him. Thomas, verse 5, said unto him, Lord, we know not whither thou goest, and how can we know the way? The Lord says to him, he says, you know where I'm going, and you know the way. And Thomas says, no, we don't, Lord. We don't know where you're going. We don't know the way. Again, their thinking is so bound up in believing that the Lord Jesus Christ is going to usher in the kingdom at that time, that he's going to take and create an insurrection against Rome. He's going to whip up on Pilate and Herod and that crowd, and he's going to whip up on them with an army, with a people, a revolution that he would put together, and he's going to set up the kingdom then. That's what they've got. That's what they're hoping for. That's what they believe Messiah will do. And the Lord's not even talking about that thing. He's not talking about him reigning at that time, but he's talking about going there in the presence of the Lord. Jesus Christ says unto him, Jesus saith unto him, very familiar passage to you, I trust. Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, I am the truth, and I am the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Thomas, I'm going to the Father. Thomas, I'm going to the Father, and the way is me. He says, I'm the way. I'm the only way. As he said in chapter 10, when he's dealing with his disciples there in his church, he says, I am the door. Jesus Christ is the door. And you that are here this morning and not saved, let not your heart be troubled. You know, if you see your sin and how you really are and how you stand before the Lord Jesus Christ in your sin, in your wretchedness, in your depravity, you should be troubled. And we've had some that have said that they're troubled about their soul. They know they need to be saved, and that's great. But look to Jesus and let not your heart be troubled. Oh, you wrestle with your sin, and you wrestle with your need to be saved, and maybe you want to be saved so bad, and you've tried and tried and tried to do all that you can do. The Lord says, don't do, but repent and believe the gospel. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe also in God. Believe also in me. Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. Take it all to Him. Burdens are lifted at Calvary. I'm the way. I'm the pathway to the Father. I am the truth. I'm telling about sin. I'm telling about those things that need to be opened up. The Lord said, because I came, there's no more cloak or covering for sin. It's been revealed. Righteousness is what men, women, boys, and girls need, and it can only be found in me. I'm the way. I'm the truth. And I'm the life, eternal life. Eternal life. That's the reason God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish but have everlasting life. Right? It's in Jesus. Everlasting life is not something He gets off the shelf and gives to you. It is in Him. Let not your heart be troubled. Look to the Lord Jesus Christ. You believe in God, believe also in me. Jesus says in verse 6, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me. He says, if ye had known me, ye should have known my Father also, and from henceforth you know him and have seen him. He says, if you knew me, you'd really know the Father, and you'd really have understanding of it. And praise the Lord. Praise God that he's being long-suffering, even with his disciples. He's telling them again, as he tells us, his disciples today, he tells us over and over the truth. Are we grabbing a hold of it? Are we seizing a hold of that truth, that word, and bringing it near to us? Draw nigh to God, the scripture says, and he will draw nigh to you. Do we want to be up there close to the Lord? Are we drawing nigh to him? Are we desiring that sweet fellowship and seeking that sweet fellowship with him? He says, if ye had known me, you should have known my Father also. And from henceforth, you know him. You know him from here going forward. And you have seen him. Philip, he chimes up and says, Lord, show us the Father and we'll be satisfied. Lord, show us the Father. And we'll be content. We'll really get it. If you just go ahead and reveal and show us the Father, we'll be satisfied finally. We'll really understand this time. It'll suffice us. Show us the Father, and it suffices us. Verse 9, Jesus saith unto him, have I been so long a time with you, and yet hast thou not known me, Philip? How long have you and I been saved? And how well do we really know the Lord? We've been saved. I've been saved. The Lord saved me in 1987. That's somewhere around, 23 years, isn't it? Been walking 23 years with the Lord as my Savior. And how much have I missed him? How much have I not seen him? How much have I just maybe even ignored him in my life? Oh, if I would know him and get closer to him and draw nigh to him, I'd see more of the glory and greatness of God. Philip, have you been these 3 years with me? Philip, he says, have you been so long? Have I been so long a time with you, and yet hast thou not known me, Philip? Have we been so close to the Lord or been with the Lord, been saved by the Lord, but yet have not seen his truth, seen his power? Seeing that Jesus is the fulfillment of the scriptures, that Jesus truly is the way, the truth, and the life, and all things. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God. Believe in me. Believe in him, the man. Salvation is not a thing or a concept or a philosophy. It's not a diatribe or a creed that we adopt. Salvation is in a person. The God-man, the Lord Jesus Christ, God the Son manifested in the flesh. He says, Philip, have I been so long? He says here in the middle of verse 9, he that hath seen me hath seen the Father. And how sayest thou, show us the Father? Philip, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father. If you've seen me, I am all of God that there is. It's in me. It's in me, Philip. I am the way, the truth, and the life. Let not your heart be troubled. He that has seen me has seen the Father, Philip. And how sayest thou then, show us the Father? Verse 10, believest thou not that I am in the Father and the Father in me, that we are one? The words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth in me, he doeth the works. What I've been doing, Philip, what I've been doing, it's of the Father. I've been sent by him. I am the manifestation of God, Philip. Let not your heart be troubled. Believe in me. 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 Me, Philip, that you can touch. Me, Philip, that you can see. Me, Philip, that have been amongst you for these 3 years during the time of the... Me, Philip, it's in me. Believe me. Verse 11, believe me that I am in the Father and the Father in me, or else believe me for the very work's sake. You see me, you've heard me, but have you seen what I've done, Philip? Those things that I've done, they're of the Father too. Believe the very work's sake. He says, verse 12, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also, and greater than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. Why? He's going to leave his church there, isn't he? He's going to leave his church to be a witness of him. And there's going to be greater works done yet than what the Lord had done. The preaching of the Word of God. The the saving of sinners by the Lord using the means of His church and the preaching and teaching of His church to go out in a lost, hell-bent, sin-dying, cursed world and touching sinners with His word and the church be built up. Can you imagine 3,000 souls being saved in one day? Can you imagine 5,000 souls being saved in one day by the Lord working through His church? He said, I've got this troop of 120 some, and there's going to be a greater calling that I'm going to use you to preach and to call. It says, believe me that I'm in the Father and the Father in me, or else believe me for the very work's sake. Didn't the Lord visit you and I that were saved? Didn't He visit us one day and work a work in us and saved our souls? He rescued us. He saved us from the pit and the mire and of sin and depravity. Saved us from the clutches of Satan and the wickedness of this world. He worked in me. He made the unlovable and He loved me. He made the wicked righteous. He saved the unsavable by His power. And He made me His child. He adopted me. He worked a work in us. And we need to see that that work is great. Verse 12, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me and the works that I do, shall he do also, and greater than these shall he do. And also talking about the miracles that were done by the church there and all that. Why? Because I go unto my Father. And whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. When you and I pray, when we seek the Lord's face, when we pray to the Father in the name of Jesus Christ, do we seek that good and right thing that the Lord would be pleased with? Or do we seek a thing that we can consume ourselves? Do we seek for the furtherance of the kingdom of the Lord? Or do we seek for our own comfort and our own desire and such as that? And we should ask the Lord for everything. But the Lord says, because I have come, and because the Father loves you, and because of the calling upon you in my church and as my children, ask, and it shall be given. Verse 14, and if you ask anything in my name, I will do. I'll do it. And do we ask? We've got many amongst us that are not saved. Do you pray for them during the course of the week? We've got church members that don't come to the services. Do you pray for them during the course of the week? We had a great time of fellowship during the camp out this weekend, and it was a good time. It's good to be together. But wouldn't it have been great if everybody would have been here at the time that you can come? And I know that folks have to work and folks have to different commitments or have to take care of sick folks or different things. But isn't it good to be together? It's good. It's good to be together in fellowship. Or are we entangled with the world? Verse 15, if you love me, keep my commandments. Keep what I've said. Keep what I've spoken. Keep that which the Lord has given in His word to do. And if we do that, your heart won't be troubled. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. If you love me, keep my commandments. And I will pray the Father, church, here it comes, and He shall give unto you another comforter. I've been here to comfort you. You have the Spirit of God living within. That's salvation. That's life. Jesus, the Spirit of God living within. You're saved. And I have been here in my church, building my church, and I've been here physically present with you. But I'm leaving. And church, I'm going to send another to be here in my stead. He says, and I'm going to pray, and I will pray the Father, verse 16, and He shall give you another comforter. He says, I've been your comforter, physically present with you, but I'm going away. I'm going back to the Father. I'm going to the right hand of the Father to be with Him, and I'm going to send another comforter. I'm going to send the Spirit. I'm going to see the Spirit and that work of the comforter that He will do, that He may abide with you forever. Not a memory, not a vision, not an influence or a force, but God. God in the work of the Spirit, the Spirit work of the Comforter. He's coming to be with you, and He shall abide with you forever. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive. You see that? The world can't receive the Spirit of God unless there's salvation there, unless there's that visitation of the Lord and the repentance and faith that's worked and wrought in God and the sinner is saved. One can't contain the Comforter, can't receive the Comforter. The Comforter isn't out here in the world. The Comforter is here in His church. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him, and if you will, neither believeth him. But ye know him, for he dwelleth in you, and shall be in you. See, the Spirit is already within to those that the Lord saved, that are there, that he's built and put in his church. And he says, I'm going to send yet another blessing of the Comforter in the work of the church, to be here in my stead, and he's going to be with you forever. Till I come back for you, because I've got a work that I'm going to go do. Verse number 18, and I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. I will come to you. Yet a little while, and the world seeth me no more. But ye see me, because I live, ye shall live also. Let's read that again. I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. In that work of the Comforter, in that work of the Spirit, Christ in us, our hope of glory, the Scripture says. He says, and I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. Yet a little while, and the world seeth me no more, but ye see me. Because I live, ye shall live also. At that day ye shall know that I am in my Father, and ye in me, and I in you. Unity. Unity in the Lord. Oneness in the Lord. That fellowship with the Lord. You know what? If we have sin come in our lives, and we have disobedience come in our lives, our heart's going to be troubled, isn't it? That fellowship's going to be broken. There's a wedge that comes between us and the Lord, sin. Sin, idols that we put between us and the Lord, and that fellowship is broken. The Lord says he wants us to be one together in him and the Father. He wants us to be one together in the church, not separated over here and separated over there and separated somewhere else, but he wants us to have that fellowship in him and because of him. Look at what it goes on to say here. Verse 20, at that day ye shall know that I am in my Father, and ye in me, and I in you. He says, when I raise from the dead, it's going to become clear. When I raise from the dead, and I send the Comforter, it'll become clear. Verse 21, he that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me. And he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him, and will manifest or show myself to him. You know, it takes obedience to see more of the Lord. The Word of God that comes to you and me, if we won't take that and seize upon that, we won't go to the next step. We won't even know that there's the blessing after the blessing, if you will. The Word of God comes to us, and he gives us his commands. He gives us those things to do. And only by obedience can we draw closer and nearer to the Lord in service and faith. How about you? How about me? Are we drawing near? He that hath my commandments and keepeth them. Doesn't say no, does it? But has got them there in his life. God has them there in her life and keeps them. He it is that shows that he loves me. What he say? If you love me, keep my commandments, verse 15. And he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him and will show myself unto him. Moses asked for that. He says, show me thy way. That's the only way I'll be satisfied, Lord. Show me thy way. I've seen your works, but I want to see your way. I want to see the big picture. I want to know you more. I want to know you closer. Even though Moses had been there and the Lord had talked with him, Moses said, I want more of you, Lord. Do you? Do you? Or are we content with what of the Lord that we have? Let not your heart be troubled. If we're going to not be troubled, we need to be closer and closer to the Lord. Verse 21, he that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me. That's how it's shown. And he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, to whom you are to pray. And I will love him and will show myself unto him. Judas saith unto him, not Iscariot, Lord, how is it that thou will manifest thyself unto us and not unto the world? How is it that you're going to manifest thyself unto us, but not show yourself to the world? That's the question. And another question that arises. The Lord says, Jesus answered and said unto him, if a man love me, he will keep my words. If a man love me, he will keep what I say. And my Father will love him, and he will come unto him and make our abode with him. You're here this morning and you're not saved. You know what the word of the Lord is to you? Repent and believe the gospel. Repent. Repent towards God and have faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. That's what comes to you first. You can't pursue after service. You can't memorize the Bible. You can't pursue after good deeds. The first command of the Lord, from the Lord to you, is to repent and believe the gospel. Trust in Jesus Christ. You know what? If you will trust, put your faith and trust in the Lord, he has promised that he will receive all that come to him. He says, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God. Believe also in me. Salvation is found in the Lord Jesus Christ. Comfort, hope, rest, peace is all found in the Lord Jesus Christ. The answer to every hardship and everything that there is that you may experience in life, the answer is found in the Lord Jesus Christ. But if you're here without him as Savior, you need him as Savior first. Judas asked the question, how are you going to reveal yourself to us and not to the world? It says, it'll be shown by, if a man love me, he will keep my words, and my Father will love him, verse 23. And my Father will love him, and we will come unto him and make our abode with him. We'll live with him. He that loveth me not, keepeth not my sayings. Don't know the sayings of the Lord. Don't keep them. Don't know the Father. Don't know the Lord. He that loveth me not keepeth not my sayings. And the word which ye hear, it's not mine, but it's the Father's which has sent me. These things have I spoken unto you, being yet present with you. He's answering the question of Judas in this. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you. The Comforter. That'll be how he'll be revealed. That'll be how he'll be manifest. He says, peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. Not the way the world gives peace, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. It's in him. It's in Jesus. It's being near to him. It's repenting of your sins and trusting in the Lord Savior, and walking closer and closer and closer with him. Are you troubled? Is your heart troubled this morning? You that are not saved, is your heart troubled about your sin, your separation from God, your fear of dying, a fear of dying and waking up in a devil's hell like the rich man did? Do you fear that? Do you think about that? Do you fear the return of the Lord Jesus Christ and those that you know and love being taken out of this earth and you being left here alone? Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God. Believe also in me, the Lord says. Salvation, everything you need, everything, the help, every bit of help that there is, it's found in Jesus Christ. We that are saved, how close do we walk with him? How close do we fellowship with him? How close are we to him? So, but the Comforter, verse 26, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things. Are you learning anything out of the Word of God? It doesn't say that he might teach you all things, but it says that he will be actively teaching you all things. Have you, as a child of God, been a member of this church for whatever number of years, have you learned some things about the Lord and his Word? Do you have those promises that you can hang on to and that you can refer to when troubles are tough and things are hard, so that your heart won't be troubled because you're looking to the Lord? Or are you ignorant of what God says in his Word and haven't built on that foundation that the Lord says? He says, the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things, and he'll bring all things to your remembrance. Do you have anything in your heart and your soul, the Word of God, that the Lord can bring up, the Comforter can bring up to your remembrance? Or is there nothing there to remember? Whatsoever I have said unto you, that's what the Lord will bring up. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Ye have heard how that I said unto you, I go away and come again unto you. That's how the chapter started. If ye loved me, you would rejoice, because I said, I go unto the Father, for my Father is greater than I. He said, you would rejoice that the plan and the working of God is being fulfilled, and that I am going to return to my Father. We're one step closer to you being together with me. That's what he's saying. The thing, you're here, you're in time, you're on this earth, and time has got to go on. The work of God is about to be accomplished, and me going to be with the Father is one step closer. One step closer. Me going back to the Father means that I've been crucified. Me going to the Father means I've given my life and I've given up the ghost. Me going to the Father means that I've been buried in a tomb and risen from the dead. We're one step closer to being unified together and one. That's the kind of peace I bring you. That's the kind of joy I bring you. Verse 28 there in the middle, if you love me, you would rejoice because I said I go into the Father, for my Father is greater than I. And now I have told you before it come to pass, I've told you in advance that when it has come to pass, you might believe. I'm going from you, but I'm sending another. You won't see me for a little while, but you will see me again. The Spirit that's within you, I'll be giving you the work of the Comforter also in you. You know him. And you will know him. You will have him within you. And I'm telling you in advance. Why? That you might believe. The Lord has given us his word. Why? That we might believe that he truly is the way, the truth, and the life. Verse 30. Hereafter I will not walk much with you, for the prince of this world cometh, and hath nothing in me. Jesus was perfect. There was no chink in his armor. There was nothing that was unholy or sinful about him. He had been proven. He had been tried. He had been tried like they would take a look at money in the day and say, yes, this piece of money has the value that it needs to have. He had been tried and he had been found perfect. He is the sacrifice of God to be given for his people. He says, the prince of this world has nothing in me, but that the world may know that I love the Father, and as the Father gave me commandment, even so I do. Arise, let us go hence. Let us go, and I'll fulfill those things that the Father has given me to do, that I might bring these things that I've told you to pass. Let not your heart be troubled. I go to prepare a place for you. Let not your heart be troubled. I am the answer in everything, the Lord says. Let not your heart be troubled. I'm sending a Comforter to you. Let not your heart be troubled. I'm coming back again for you. Let not your heart be troubled. I am the sacrifice that'll do the job to give you the atonement that you need for your sin. Let not your heart be troubled. The Lord is bringing his will to pass. I'm the way. I'm the truth. I'm the life. Child of God, saved, child of God, member of the Lord's church? Is your heart troubled about anything? The answer is in the Lord Jesus Christ. But if you're troubled and running amok and following after the reaction of this flesh and of the mind, are you as close to the Lord as you ought to be? Have you drawn nigh to the Lord? Have you seen Him in His Word and filled up on His Word that the Lord might be able to remind you of what His Word says when you come into a strait, when you come into trouble, when you come into an opportunity to be a witness for Him? How close are you walking with the Lord? Let not your heart be troubled. Do you and I really believe in the Lord and His power? You that are here this morning and not saved, are you troubled about your sin? Burdens are lifted at Calvary. Jesus is very near, isn't He? Are you troubled about your sin? Do you know that you're a sinner and you need salvation? The Lord says He's the way, the truth, and the life. Repent of your sins, not to me, but to God. Repent to God that you're a sinner. Admit before Him that you are guilty and that you deserve His condemnation that would be meted out upon you. You deserve it. You've got it coming. And then look to Jesus. Believe in Him that He is the way, the truth, and the life. That He is the Savior. He's the Savior that you need because you're the sinner that needs saving. Let not your heart be troubled.